punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jill Metter and Jimmy Clark.
Happy Monday!
Yay! I like this reverse role thing. It's like way more fun, I feel like. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm like stuck. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Stick the extra cords in those two handles over there.
Oh, yeah? I see what you do now.
Yeah, that's why I did it. Ah, what a weekend. Do you have a good weekend?
I did. Other than it was like 110 degrees, or the heat index was on a Saturday.
Yeah, it was a little toasty
that day.
It was very toasty, and we're going to have a nice day today and today,
yeah.
I think. But then Wednesday, reality check again.
Yeah, and it's been pretty humid in the mornings. This morning when I walked out of the garage, it was pretty humid.
All right, well.
Kind of disappears by the end of the day.
Yeah, because look what it is down there in southwest Oklahoma compared to northwest Oklahoma.
Yeah, I saw that. It was kind of...
10 degrees difference.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Well, did you see the, like, southeast side? It's like 60s in southeast Oklahoma. You see that green?
Better update. Check it out. Refresh.
Fine. I'll refresh it. I don't know when this is... We're having a little technical difficulties. If you can't find us on Facebook, that's why. Oh, yeah, not in the 60s anymore. Never mind.
Yeah. We are not live on Facebook today. We should be back up and running tomorrow. With the storms rolled through Friday, it crashed a lot of stuff. But we are recording it, and I will upload it on our website after the show, so we should be good. Or Jill will.
I'll upload it.
Yeah, so.
I'm the new boss over here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it is currently in Alva. It is 84. Slap out is 83. Here at the studio, it is 83 degrees. Humidity is like 42% right now. Down at Hollis, it's 92. And all the way down at Grandfield, it's already 93. Kind of like Jimmy said, northwest, a little bit cooler than it is here. In your Texas Panhandle, Canadian, 82. Dozier is 84. Down at Childress, it's already 89 degrees. And Odell is 93 degrees. So it's getting toastier.
What'd you do this weekend?
Let's see. Well, today's Monday. Yesterday evening, we did VBS at our church. It was the first night. A lot of kids.
Oh.
They're very loud, and some of them have no filter, but, you know, it's okay.
It's the church. What else?
Hey, it was fun. We had a good time. Yeah. I can't remember what I did on Saturday. I don't remember.
Well.
I've slept since then, so.
I promised your brother I would say this on the radio today.
Please don't.
He said that you kind of messed him around on the cattle deal this morning.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, are we? Okay, I see how it is. Okay.
I stopped by Stockman's Vet this morning. I always try to go by and push Dr. Mouse's button about once a week.
I'm so sorry, Taylor.
And what do you know? It's your little brother in there.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's been working out, which he had been for football.
Yep, he has football morning
workouts. And anyway, I said, what are you doing here? Well, my sister, you guys had some calves in there and some cows, a couple cows.
Yep, it's that group of heifers I told you about we're selling.
Yeah.
We've had them throughout the winter. We're selling them as cow-calf pairs. They're getting all of their vaccination. Bulls are getting cut. Just overall looking at them.
Pedicure and manicure.
Exactly, making sure they look great to sell.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, they did look good.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that. What'd you do?
The KCO Open was this weekend.
Golf? Right.
Yes, here. Yeah, the KCO Open out here at the Elk City Golf Course. So, anyway, Friday setup day at the course, and this is a 10, 12-person deal, the setup. This is a very cool tournament. And they had the horse race. Then they had the dinner out at the – they moved the dinner from the course because the weather was kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
They moved it out here to the Bull Sale Barn at the convention center.
Oh, okay.
And so we had to go out there and get that all set up.
Yeah.
And good meal, Poppy's steak. It was good. And so got that going, got all that done. And then Saturday morning, I got out here around to the course about 5:20, 5:30. And we got everything going. The first wave of golfers, two waves, two flights Saturday morning and afternoon, got them going on. Had my trailer hooked on as soon as the first flight was gone off. And Blake fired off two rounds of shotgun blast. Everybody get started. I went to Denton, almost to Denton, Texas, and I had to go pick up a skid loader for my son, who had sold it to a gentleman in Russell, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's Friday. I was telling you, I didn't even know where Russell was till today. Well, I've been by it 100 times. I just didn't know. And so anyway, on my way down there, seen lots of combines sitting, waiting for the humidity and moisture to go away, but there's still a lot of combines even into Texas still going. A lot of stuff needs to, I mean, they're pretty much I'd say 75% done, but there's I'm sure wet fields and stuff like that are going. So I went down there and got the skid loader, come back. I stopped there south of Altus, and I want to say a big shout out to some cotton farmers down there in Jackson County. Some of the prettiest no-till. Well, there's some pretty conventional cotton there, but some of that no-till cotton they had in boot-topped and knee-high straw just looked very pretty. I mean, it looks great.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and out of curiosity, on my way home, I had my temp gun in the truck with me because I was in the farm truck. I stopped and took temperature of some conventional farming ground and some no-till ground. And it was almost 23 degrees difference between the top surface temperature of the conventional versus the no-till.
Wow.
And it was 103 when I took the temperature.
Oh, my goodness.
The hottest spot I temped was 110 degrees.
Man.
Yeah. So, I'm not downplaying any of that. I was just doing it for my curiosity. And then, but on the way down there, I forgot about this. On the way down there, I stopped at Blair Tire to get a couple tires put on, a couple rims for trailers.
Uh-huh.
And Lyle's in there. Lyle Shaw runs the place. And them two boys that were in there, young men, I hate to say boys, because they flipped those heavy wheels off there like it was nothing. They had both of those tires on those wheels taken off, the old ones taken off, and put on there. And they had me loaded up in 10 minutes. That's tire service.
Wow.
I've never been around that.
That's impressive.
So anyway, I went in here to remind Lyle, hey, you need to call Mr. K-Bar, get the credit card number. These ain't my wheels and tires. And so I was walking out, and this guy come out, and he said, hey, yes, sir, are you that there Jimmy Clark? I said, yeah. He said, I listen to you every day. I said, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
No, but anyway, come find out. That was Lyle's brother. And our trapper for Bacon County, that's his cousin. And because I asked him, I said, you can't, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I am. We're like peanut butter and jelly. Me and him are tight. And so, anyway, it was a fun stop at Blair Tire. And, man, they just got so much. And they're one of the sponsors of the show also. So, anyway, I stopped by there and, you know, I had a good conversation and come back. Found my way to Russell, and it's there. There's cotton gin. It looks like it's been shut down a few years, maybe 10 or 20. There's a church there, and then a home. The farm there on the side, farmer there lives on the southwest corner of the intersection there. So anyway, found that, and it's just beautiful country with all the rain we've been getting, all that country, because that's – it looks just like it does west of Willow down in the breaks.
Right.
And I didn't know there was so much irrigation down in that area.
Really?
I was impressed. I think I count 15 or 20 just eyeballing irrigation pivots. So.
Huh. That's got a lot of water down there then.
Well, I guess. You wouldn't have thought, but they do. So, but Other than that, got back here by 4 o'clock.
Nice.
And to help the rest of the crew take down the stuff for the KEC Open. And we had some a good golf tournament. It was hot.
So you didn't golf?
No, we're not allowed to golf in our own tournament.
Oh, okay. I see how that works now.
It's because somebody would be.
Maybe that's for the better.
Yeah, probably is. But anyway, it was a big turnout. A lot of money won Saturday. Blake and Gabe, they did an awesome job.
That's good.
Putting this on. But anyway, so, I don't know.
It's a great weekend.
It is. Hey, before we forget, it is Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Happy Cap Hour.
Yes, And actually, I have a story later from the National Cattlemen's Association.
Okay.
Beef Association.
All right.
Yeah. So, it's kind of fun.
Well, let's tell them about OCA, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and do some grains and livestock.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
A little bit about OCA. On the whole, farmers and ranchers are independent individuals, like to tend to their own work and stay pretty close home. Most of us don't care much about city life or politics. We don't have the time or the desire to travel to the Capitol to attend legislative sessions, but we still know what happens there can drastically affect our operations. That's exactly why we need an organization like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. If you're concerned about issues like water rights, property rights, and maintaining your ag sales tax exemption, then the OCA is for you. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, run by cattlemen for cattlemen. For more information, you can go to their website at www.okcattlemen.org.
Cool.
It is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association.
Well, let's take an OCA break.
I think that's a great idea, Jimmy. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow. It gives them a little relief knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during the slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
There's no camera.
I know.
Not today.
I was making funny faces at it.
They are blessed with not viewing us today. Maybe it's a good thing. I have your West Texas Panhandle forecast for you today. I picked Goodlet. It is 92 degrees in Goodlet. Heat index is 96. Humidity is 44%. Dew point is at 67. Wind is out of the east at 14 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts today are going to be 24 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation is about 3.25 inches. There's no sub-freezing minutes today, in case you were wondering. And there's no red flag minutes either. Your 8-inch soil temperature is 83 degrees.
It's warmed up a lot in the last week. It's really come up again.
When they really said it was the first day of summer, they really meant it.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I seen something your mother reminded me on Snapchat today.
Oh.
6 months till Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, we're big Christmas people, so we start celebrating like 6 months to the day.
I got that. I'm like, what's wrong with you, woman?
We're big Christmas people. We're the people who like put our Christmas tree up. November 1st. Yeah, like right after Halloween's over, boom, Christmas tree is up and it's not coming down until after New Year's. So, we're those people, but it's a good thing. Yeah. It really is. Well, let's see what happened overnight. Wheat futures jump on Russia unrest. Wheat surged in overnight trading on concerns about exports from Russia, among the largest shippers of the grain globally. Between the ongoing war in Ukraine and now an armed uprising against the government, Russia is facing geopolitical risks that may hurt shipments of all products, including wheat. Soybeans were also higher in overnight trading on limited rain in several states. Little or no precipitation has fallen in much of eastern Nebraska and Kansas, parts of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and eastern Ohio in the past 7 days, according to the National Weather Service's precipitation page. Central and northwestern Kansas also have been dry in recent days. Rainfall that was expected over the weekend didn't materialize in some areas, and while any precipitation that fell over the weekend likely helped crops, more is needed. Wheat for September delivery jumped 20 cents to $7.665 a bushel, while Kansas City futures gained 19.5 cents to $8.81 and a quarter a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery added 10 cents to $13.20 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $2.40 to $400.70 a short ton, while soybean oil rose 0.71 cents to 54.96 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery rose 1 cent to $5.89 a bushel. There's also weak storms expected in parts of Iowa, Illinois. Some weak thunderstorms are expected this afternoon in parts of eastern Iowa and northern Illinois, according to the National Weather Service. Storms will remain possible through Saturday with a marginal risk of severe weather on Wednesday. Large hail and strong winds will be the main threats. In the southern plains, meanwhile, some storms are expected overnight in the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, bringing strong straight-line winds to the area. Starting tomorrow, dangerously hot temperatures are forecasted for parts of the Texas panhandle. More storms will rumble through the region Tuesday through Thursday, though they likely will be isolated. And that's all I got for you today.
Well, I'll give you an update on the current prices on the grain. Corn, July, $6.39, up 9 for the day. Soybeans, July, $15.15, up 21. Soybeans for meal for July, $4.14 even. Up August, $4.08.60, up. Soybean oil, July, $59.16. It's up $57.73 for soybean oil. Hard red winter wheat, July, $8.63, up $4. Hard red winter wheat for September, $8.64. And oats for July, $3.88. September, $4.05. Cotton, just ain't happening right now with cotton. I mean, it's just something's got to give in the market. I don't know what it is, but CME cotton number 2, October, 79 cents. December, 78.67. And then, anyway, looks live cattle's up. Live cattle, feeder cattle,
all in the green.
It's all up. Live cattle for June, 177.97. August, 171.20. October, 174.62. December live, 178.90. Feeder cattle for August, 234.60. September, 238.40. Lean hogs for July, 93.80. August, 90.85. October, 80.62. Looks like oil's up, still below 70 bucks. West Texas Intermediate is 69.91. Futures are for October. Natural gas up a little bit for July at 276. 276. S&P and NASDAQ is in the red today, and the Dow is in the green. So, anyway, lots of numbers there.
Lots of markets.
Lots of markets going on. Okay. What time is it? Okay, I got time to do it.
You got time.
I got the cattle summary from the Texas markets last week, their auctions. 3,950 head went through the barns compared to 3,946. Actually, almost matched it head-to-head for the last week. Compared to last week in Texas, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $3 higher. Trade was fairly active on moderate to good demand. Triple-digit heat started off the week to end with scattered thunderstorms, producing hail and tornadoes in some areas of the panhandle. Slaughtered cows and bulls, $1 to $3 higher. Supply was 84% feeder, 13% slaughter, 2% replacement, and there you have it. So, a few prices that people are always curious about, because I think all the five to sevens are gone right now, so we're worried about the lightweights right now. Looks like 300 pounders we're bringing down in there. Here they have 363 pound average, 332 per hundred weight average price. So that's pretty good. That means they brought $1,000 or more. And that was on the steers. Now they had some a bunch of 796 weights, was bringing anywhere from 209 to 230, and then down here on the heifers, the 300 pound heifers was bringing up to 295, 400 pound heifers up to $3, and then they had some 700 pound heifers, big average weight of 735, 143 head, was bringing anywhere from 203 to 209. Okay, let's see what happened in Oklahoma. Total receipts last week in Oklahoma, 22,242. Last week, or the week before, prior, 32,000 head. And a year ago, 24,995. Compared to last week, feeder steers were $5 to $10 lower. Feeder heifers in Oklahoma were $4 to $8 lower. Demand was good. Steer and heifer calves sold steady to $2 higher. Demand moderate to good for good calves. Quality not as attractive as many barns as last week. Rains continue to fall across the state. The wheat harvest has been halted again. Slaughter cows were steady to $3 higher. Slaughter bulls sold $5 higher. Demand moderate for slaughter cows, but very good for replacement cows and pairs. Supply included 90% feeder, 9% slaughter, 2% replacement. And I will have more on slaughter cattle and heifers and bears and bred cows tomorrow. I'll have that report for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, steers in Oklahoma. Let's just check out some 332 weights. They brought anywhere from 243 to 345. They even had some unwinged 318-pounders that brought 290 unwinged. And then come down to the heifers, check out what's going on with the heifers. Where are you at?
Are they lost?
No, there they are. Too many pages. 327-pound heifers, 43 of them, brought anywhere from average weight 327, 219 to 290. Average weight was 257. Had some 306 weights, brought 335, but they were unwinged, or they were fancy. And some unwinged ones brought 223. So that's quite a bit of difference in those there. Some 500-pound unwinged ones, 528, brought up to 232. And anyway, lots going on in the farm and ag world.
Yes. And it's always busy.
Anyway, so I want to know, is anybody texted in on the text line yet? No?
I don't know. Why is that the one thing I forget?
Anyway.
What is today, the 26th?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, cool. No. Anyway. No, I'm going to get them started.
I mean, it's open. It's at 580-225-9697. I'm supposed to say that at the beginning of the show, but, you know, we're just winging it today.
I just want to know how many people out there have not been to Russell, Oklahoma.
Apparently, I've driven past it because I played softball down there in Mangum, Duke area.
Yeah.
And I probably driven past the sign a billion times. I never knew it was there.
There's a lot of wheat, a lot of cotton down there. And anyway, I've been on a highway a million times, but I just guess I missed that sign.
Well, hey, I got something that kind of interests me. I might actually go to it.
Okay.
We'll see about that. If you are a woman or a farmer, as I like to say, farmer. Or you're a lady rancher, as we could call it. There is this year's Women's in Ag Conference is coming up. It is in Edmond. It is Thursday, August 3rd. It's all day. It's from like 8 a.m. to 4:45. The host is, I hope I say this name right, Lauren Minyard, I'm pretty sure is how you say it.
Okay.
She's hosting it, and they released a lot of the topics they will be discussing today. Those include wheat varieties and management practices, the basics of farm transition planning, animal health with Dr. Rebecca Hartfield, an overview of viticulture in Oklahoma and winemaking.
Uh-oh.
That actually sounds very interesting.
You're going, aren't you?
I might. Thinking about it. Business planning and strategic decision making, reducing your greatest beef producing costs, composting for home, farm, and business, and a panel on agritourism, and that is just half of them. There are so many more that you can choose from. So
where's that at?
It's up in Edmond. I don't think it said specifically where at. I believe it's at a university, though. It's at a hotel, like in a ballroom, big ballroom area, and then they have breakout sessions that you can go to, which is what I just read.
One day, 2 day.
It's August 3rd. It's a Thursday. It starts at 8 a.m. and goes till 4:45. If you want to register for it, pre-registration, the cutoff date for that is July 20th, and the cost will be $65. But if you miss that deadline, you can still register. However, the cost will be $100. So if you really want to go, I would recommend registering before July 20th because you're going to save yourself about $35. So... But yes, and if you need any information about conference, you can check the Oklahoma Farm Report social media sites. They have a Women in Ag website and social media sites. You can find any of those. They have the place where you can register and sign up for that. So that's pretty cool.
Cool.
I might go to that.
Yeah. All right.
It's close to when I'm moving to college, so I'll have to maybe sneak it in there somehow.
Maybe you and your mom go up there and go to this deal and then go find a deal on some Christmas lights.
I mean, I think that's a great idea. Hey, did you see Hobby Lobby was already putting out, like, all of the fall stuff?
Uh-uh.
Yep. Fall. I, like, walked in and it was just, like, fall. And I'm like, so we just got to summer.
Did you, do they have solar-powered Christmas lights out there at Hobby Lobby?
Probably.
Okay, that's that deal I'm going to try because I think Mr. FSA over there at Sarah's going to try it, too. Lights, Christmas lights, about every 15 or 20 feet apart, or maybe a little farther in your garden to keep the deer out of your garden.
Really?
Yep.
So you should try it then. Yeah.
My garden's getting to that point.
I can imagine. Well, you try it. Let me know. All right. We're going to take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and then we will be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about – I'm going to talk about a docuseries. I don't know what Jimmy's got over there. He's probably got something.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meetings Tuesday, June 27th at the Civic Center in Hollis and Wednesday, June 28th at High Plains Tech Center in Woodward. Ribeyes will be served at noon at Hollis, 6:30 p.m. in Woodward. RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I picked the May Ranch for your northwestern Oklahoma forecast. You guys ready up there up north along the Kansas state line? I bet combines are going like crazy. Anyway, I did get a message from my father-in-law, not my son-in-law, but my father-in-law. The combine, he lives there at Billings, right there by Garber, or Billings Garber. That's mm-hmm. the school, Billings Garber. Anyway, combines are rolling. And anyway, the May Ranch, currently it's 83 degrees, nice up there. 58 for a dew point, 42 for humidity. No rain in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of east, southeast at 12. Sunset will be 9 p.m. tonight. Today, 89, mostly sunny. 20% chance of rain tonight, 93 for a high. 20% chance of rain tomorrow night. Wednesday, hot, 102. Thursday, hot, 98. Friday, partly sunny and 93 with southwest winds. And I did look at the long ranger and even the big boys on, and the girls on the TV programs this morning, starting around this Saturday through the 4th of July. There's a lot of good chances of rain.
Oh, really?
Yep. So that'd be really good.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah, because my corn's been tasseling and pollinating about a week right now. Another week, it'll be time to start filling. Need a little water to fill up the kernels.
Anyway, getting a little dry already.
Hey, I tried some of the corn you tried the other day. Anyway, I cut the corn off the ears or off the cobs and put some onions and carrots, chopped them up real small, put in there about the size of the kernel corns, and put about a half stick of butter, probably a little more than I needed. Anyway, in there, butter. And it was even before the butter. I tried it out while it was raw. It was actually pretty good raw.
Oh.
And fried her up, and it was good. So
sound good.
That corn was really good, so.
Hey, somebody texted in and said, Jimmy is a stud.
Really?
God, one of us thinks that.
anybody know where Russell was?
Nobody texted. That's the only one today. I feel like it's either hit or miss.
Yeah, it's hit or miss on the text line.
It really is.
Anyway, so, you sent me this deal this morning.
I did.
This YouTube video.
Yes.
And I only, because it's 30 minutes long, mm-hmm. I didn't have time to watch it all. It started out really cool with the father and daughter sitting there, and father was pretty blunt what he said to her. But
oh, yes.
They were held hands, and I think everything was good. Tell everybody about what that is.
Okay, so I was looking for something that was kind of trying to catch my eye to talk about today or later this week, and I don't very often come across videos. I usually come across articles, and so I was like, oh, it's a video, okay. So I was like, let's take a chance here, let's try it out a little bit. So I started it, and I was like, okay, it's a docuseries by the, let me make sure this is right, it's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, contractor to the Beef Checkoff, and they debuted the first episode of the docuseries called Cattle Calling. That's the docuseries name,
right.
Cattle Calling. Based off what they said this is their first episode. I'm thinking they're probably going to do more about, like, different producers, beef producers. Basically, their goal, though, is to they're making these videos about beef producers to, A, share their story, with consumers, so that consumers really get a good idea of, like, how much work and effort goes into, like, putting
a T-bone.
Exactly. Putting a beautiful steak on your plate or a really tasty burger on the 4th of July. And so they're making this series just to kind of educate consumers more on, like, what goes on. So this first episode they did it over the Bertram family cattle business in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And it's a 30-minute video. Is there a way we can, like, share that on Facebook so that people can watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do that. If you want to watch the video, I will say it was very touching.
I'll share it on KECO's after the show.
Yes, it was very well put together. Their story is very touching. It's a little bit emotional, their family story. But the story mostly focuses on the daughter. Her name's Kinsey Bertram, and she has two other sisters, but she's really the sister that is very agriculture minded. She's very headstrong, or like the video said, she's a lot like her dad, a little bit stubborn, very headstrong, just, and wants to, you know, help her dad run the ranch one day, and that's what she wants to do. They run around 500 to 600 head of commercial and Red Angus cattle on the ranch, and I think it was the dad. I think he said something in the video that was like, you know, a lot of people, they have jobs from 9 to 5. Well, this job, when you run a farm or a cattle business, it's 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. There's no break. It's, you work on holidays. You work year round. It's not a 9 to 5 job. And I just thought, I was like, a lot of people don't realize that.
No, they don't. They know it's hard work, but and probably dairy farming is probably the hardest.
Oh, for sure.
Because you can't you need to be on time. There's yeah. no, hey, Dad, I got to take Mom and the Uber over to Barbara Dyson. That ain't going to cut it with the dairy.
No, that would not cut it with the dairy farm. But this family, their goal is to keep their land sustainable by utilizing, they utilize rotational grazing.
Okay.
Which basically means, if you don't know what rotational grazing is, it's basically you have a bunch of different pastures.
Plots, yep.
And you move the cattle, like, periodically. So once they've kind of grazed down one pasture, you'll move them to the next pasture. You move them like clockwork, basically. And that gives the land time to regenerate itself, to grow back, so that when the cattle come back on it, there's more for them to eat. It's what a lot of people do that have a lot of
cattle. When rains really make it easy.
Yes, when it rains, it makes it so much better. So you said you watched the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
So do you remember when the dad said to the daughter, he said, well, you know my rule. You got to go work for somebody else before you can come back and work for me. You got to go establish yourself before you can come back and work for me.
Yeah, because this lady, this girl, she's going to school to be a lawyer?
Yes, she is. She just finished at Oklahoma State. She got her degree. She's a bachelor in science of animal science. Now she's going to Washburn University in Topeka to the law school there and become an agriculture attorney.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, but she wants to come back.
Yes.
From what I've seen, little bit I've seen of it. And then when the dad said, you know my rule, if you want to come back, you got to go work for somebody else.
Yep.
You know what? It's not a bad rule.
I don't think it is. I think it's a great thing. I think, well, and so it kind of makes sense. If you watch later in the video, the girl, Kinsey, she says, and I have it written down, you can't eat out of the same trough that fed you. So you need to bring in an added addition to the business. So by going and establishing herself and with another business or creating her own business and then coming back to the ranch, she's bringing in more to offer to help their family business.
Hey, Dad, I'm coming in to help you. You mess with me, I'm going to sue you. I can see this. But I think it's pretty cool because there's not very many daughters that want to come back to the farm.
No.
Not very many.
So that was another part is that, you know, the average age of a farmer rancher now is 60, 65, somewhere up there.
Right.
What they're seeing is not a lot of, like, younger producers or younger generations that grew up on a farm coming back to the farm. And so it's really hard to know, like, what you want to do with your farm. Who do you want to leave it to whenever you're gone? And you and I had a conversation about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, she said that what she wants to really focus on with her agriculture attorney career is she really wants to focus on estate and succession planning for farmers who maybe don't have a direct relative to hand their farm off to. And that way.
And there's some people around Western Oklahoma that's in that predicament. They don't have any family or any family that wants to take it over and stuff. Because I remember that conversation. Because your dad texted in to both of us and said, you guys trying to kill me off for what?
Yes.
But it's so important. A lot of people don't want to talk about that.
No, they kind of want to avoid it. But I think it's very important to talk about, especially with less younger producers.
Well, you know, especially if they got three or four kids. I'm sure it's a tough deal. And it's just like, well, this boy over here, he didn't haul hay that one day, so he's out.
Wow, okay. Do it like that.
Or this daughter here didn't show up the bet when she was supposed to or something, you know?
Well, so my favorite part about this video, I'm going to be quick because we're running out of time here. My favorite part about this video is they were talking about, you know, rotational grazing and regenerative, what's the word I'm looking
Conservation?
For? Yes, that's the word. And so basically they have areas of their land when they, you know, you go through drought and then you get some rain. Well, not every part of your land's going to have grass on it. I mean, you're going to have
not
some parts
grass
that are,
anyway.
Right. You're going to have some parts that are very, still like sandy or just kind of dusty, doesn't have a lot of like roots, grass roots, for grass to even like come back. And so what they have done is they have put these like chain like things around, some of their cattle. Not all of them.
Bales?
No, I don't know. They kind of look like a dairy cowbell. Yeah. Yeah, they kind of look like that.
But it's GPS.
Yes. And so they don't hurt the cattle at all. There's like a little box at the bottom of the chain. It kind of looks kind of weird, but it's a GPS. And so what they can do is they can pull up on their computer their cattle, and they can see the patterns that their cattle are making when they graze. And so if they have like a spot in their pasture that's very bare, that doesn't have a lot of grass on it, that they really want to kind of regenerate, then they can like put a fence around that area, kind of
block
keep
it off.
Kind of keep the cattle off of it until that area can grow back and produce good, healthy grass for their cattle to eat. And I thought that was super, super cool how they were doing
sufficient.
That. Yes, very. And it's sustainable. Helps keep the environment sustainable too.
Guess what?
What?
And that word sustainable
yep.
has come up a lot here in the last year.
Yes, that's very, very true. That is for sure. Well, we better take a break. We're going to run out of time here. So I hope you enjoyed that.
No, that was cool. And I will. It'll be posted after the show on Facebook if you want to watch the deal.
If you have time, for sure, spend 30 minutes and watch it because it's very, very awesome. We'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Your best selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is at Doug Ray Ford and Sayre. Truckloads of new Fords are arriving daily, including Super Duty trucks, Broncos, Expeditions, and America's favorite F-150.
You guys rule.
Take the short drive to Sayre and save thousands. Or shop us online at DougRayFord.com. But hurry, they won't last long at these prices. And remember, as always, no hidden fees at Doug Ray Ford, where we make it easy to buy a car.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Taxes, taxes, and more taxes. Hello, this is Briley Baca with Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, and if you hate taxes now, I promise you will hate them even more in retirement. If all your retirement assets are tied up in traditional 401ks or traditional IRAs, buckle up, because you've created what we call a retirement tax bomb. Tax evasion is what sends you to prison, but legal tax avoidance can permanently disinherit Uncle Sam, allowing you to spend more money and leave tax-free assets to the heirs of your estate. If you're tired of paying taxes and ready to do something about it, call me, Briley Baca, a certified financial planner professional here in Western Oklahoma, and we can start strategizing on how we can help you have a tax-free retirement. 323-6800 or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
A good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land once again. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 16th. 903 head were sold, 20 head of steers at 441 brought 298, 5 at 546 brought 274, at 580 brought 238, 7 at 596 brought 234, 8 at 659 brought 236, 16 at 663 brought 232, 3 at 720 brought 222, 17 head of heifers at 424 brought 248, 3 at 478 brought 230, 4 at 484 brought 230, 6 at 580 brought 218, 7 at 589 brought 220, 8 at 612 brought 213, 4 at 705 brought 195, butcher cows were 39 to 114, butcher bulls brought 71 to 136, bred cows were 1,000 to 2,000, pairs brought 800 to 2425, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. By the way, y'all, Jimmy Clark ain't got a street named after him yet, because nobody would cry across Jimmy Clark.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Drew makes me out to be a tough guy.
He really does. Yeah.
It's not tough. No.
What's our Hobart Farm and Garden Lone Ranger forecast?
I picked Duke, Oklahoma.
Duke. That was a very appropriate, I feel like.
They don't have an official mezzanine site.
Oh.
So we're going to call it a Today in Ag site.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's a lot warmer in Duke than it is at the May Ranch. 92 degrees, feels like 93. Dew point 63, humidity's 39. You're done baling hay down there probably. And no rain in the last 24 hours. East winds at 15 miles an hour. Sunsets at 8:55. Today, sunny, 96. Tomorrow, 107.
Oh.
Wednesday,
living on the sun.
107, but it's going to be very breezy. Southwest, and then what do we got? Thursday, 104. Friday, 101. No, it's just hot down there.
It's like living on the sun.
Yeah, anyway, so I turned right there at Duke coming from Altus to go north towards Mangum to take a left at Russell. But we just found out there's some more towns.
Apparently, there's like Schroeder and Wildcat and
East Wildcat.
Yeah.
Okay, man, we're getting.
Whoever like texted this in, have you ever heard of a comma? Might stir some pots there, but have you ever heard of a comma?
He's probably driving.
Commas are your best friend. They make sentences look great.
You're talking about that from a smart girl. Anyway, okay. I come across this Texas agriculture law blog from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. This is interesting.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some Hatfield McCoy stuff goes on around here, but this happened. When a dispute arose related to a neighbor-to-neighbor farm sale, two lawsuits were filed. So it must not have been a good one. The Amarillo Court of Appeals decisions in both Bartley versus Connolly cases offered important reminders for anybody entering into a real estate transaction, never rely on the oral promise or statement that is not included in the final written sales contract. The Barclays farm 960 acres in Hanford County, the Connolly's farmland nearby. Mr. Barclay was not interested in selling his farm, but in March 2017, he filed for bankruptcy and nearing retirement, so he met with Mr. Connolly to discuss Connolly leasing the property from him. During the meeting, they discussed a $2.2 million purchase price for the farm. The next day, Mr. Barclay told Mr. Connolly that the Barclays would only sell if they could buy their house back and 40-acre pasture around it across the road. Mr. Connolly understood and told them if he bought the farm, he would allow them to purchase their house back. Mr. Barclay, Mr. Connolly, I'm going to start saying Mr. B and Mr. C, drove around the property and discussed the 40-acre pasture that the B's wanted to keep. Later discussed the price of $60,000 for the 40 acres. In April of 2017, the Barclays cash leased the farm to the Connollys for the year 2017. Meanwhile, the parties negotiated a purchase and sale agreement for the C's to buy the land. The B's were represented by the council, and their bankruptcy lawyer was also involved. In November 2017, the B's and the C's signed the final agreement. That agreement provided for the sale of the entire 960-acre farm, including the Barclays home place and the 40-acre pasture. It also included the following merger clause language. This agreement constitutes the sole and only agreement of the parties hereto and supersedes any prior understanding or written or oral agreements. You see where I'm going with this? Huh? You see where I'm going with this? The oral agreement that they had on the house and the 40 acres, it wasn't in there. This is so anyway, the Barclays remained on the property In March 2019, they emailed the Connollys and expressed their readiness to buy back the home place and 40-acre pasture for $60,000. The Connollys' lawyer responded via letter that the parties had no enforceable agreement on the sale.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And while the Connollys were initially open to the idea of selling the property, they no longer had any intention of doing so due to Barclays' recent behavior towards them. The Barclays were given until September 4th of 2019 to get out, to vacate the property and legal this. So anyway, suits have been filed. The Barclays appealed to the court, grant of summary judgment motion. The case proceeded to the trial on fraudulent inducement cause of action, and the jury found for the Connollys, not the Barclays. Huh. So anyway.
Put it in writing.
There you go.
Simple legal, as that.
Legal writing.
Yeah, put it in legal writing.
Even if it's on a napkin. Hey,
still in writing.
Thanks for me coming on your show today.
Yeah, thanks for being my guest, Jimmy. It was really, really great.
Anyway,
Well,
we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. There's a lot happened over the weekend. We didn't even get to talk about the Russians' craziness going on.
Nah, we'll touch on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys, and God bless.
Drive
cool.
This is KECO Elk City.